Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Cognitive Behavioral Treatment of Borderline Personality Disorder is Marcia M. Linehan's foundational clinical text on the treatment model that became known as Dialectical Behavior Therapy, published by Guilford Press in the Diagnosis and Treatment of Mental Disorders series. The book is written primarily for mental health professionals who work with clients diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, especially clients with chronic suicidality. Self-injury, emotional instability, impulsive behavior, and severe interpersonal conflict. Its purpose is not to offer a general self-help account of BPD, but to present a structured therapeutic framework grounded in behavioral science, cognitive behavioral methods, validation, skills training, and a dialectical balance between acceptance and change. The book is widely regarded as a landmark in psychotherapy because it translated a difficult clinical population into a coherent treatment target with defined priorities, therapist strategies, and case management principles. It remains important for understanding both the origins of DBT and the clinical logic behind modern evidence-based BPD treatment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, dialectical behavior therapy as a balance between acceptance and change. A central contribution of the book is its formulation of dialectical behavior therapy as a treatment that avoids choosing between two insufficient clinical positions. Traditional change-focused therapies can leave clients with borderline personality disorder feeling blamed or invalidated, especially when they are already highly sensitive to perceived rejection. Purely supportive approaches, however, may fail to address dangerous behavior, avoidance, and patterns that repeatedly undermine functioning. Linehan's model places acceptance and change in continuous tension. The therapist validates the client's emotional experience as understandable within a life history and current context, while also insisting that harmful behaviors must be changed. This dialectical stance is not a slogan, but a practical treatment principle. It shapes how therapists respond to crisis, resistance, suicidal communication, and therapy-interfering behavior. The result is a model in which compassion and accountability are linked rather than opposed. This is one reason the book became influential beyond BPD treatment. It gives clinicians a way to remain empathic without becoming passive, and structured without becoming punitive. Secondly, the biosocial theory of borderline personality disorder. Linehan's account of BPD is built around a biosocial theory that connects emotional vulnerability with invalidating environments. The book presents borderline symptoms not as random instability or manipulative intent, but as understandable outcomes of intense emotional sensitivity combined with repeated failures of validation, regulation, and effective response from the social environment. In this view, the client may experience emotions more quickly, more intensely, and for longer periods than others, while also lacking reliable skills for naming, tolerating, and modulating those emotions. If the environment dismisses, punishes, or inconsistently responds to emotional expression, the person may learn extreme forms of communication, crisis behavior, or self-injury as ways to escape pain or obtain response. This framework matters clinically because it changes the therapist's task. The goal is not simply to challenge distorted thinking, but to understand the functions that behaviors serve and teach alternative ways to meet those functions. The biosocial model also reduces moralizing interpretations of BPD. It offers clinicians a disciplined explanation that supports both validation and behavior change. Thirdly, behavioral targeting of life-threatening and therapy-interfering behaviors. The book is distinctive for its explicit hierarchy of treatment targets. Linehan gives priority first to life-threatening behaviors, including suicidal and self-injurious actions, then to behaviors that interfere with therapy, and then to behaviors that severely reduce quality of life. This ordering is clinically significant because clients with BPD may present many urgent problems at once, including crises in relationships, mood swings, substance misuse, anger, and despair. Without a target hierarchy, therapy can become reactive and diffuse, shifting from one emergency to the next without building durable change. The DBT structure forces both therapist and client to return to the behaviors most likely to cause harm or derail treatment. Therapy-interfering behavior is treated seriously, whether it comes from the client or the therapist, because missed sessions, hostile exchanges, avoidance, excessive dependency, or therapist burnout can destroy continuity. Linehan's behavioral focus also emphasizes careful analysis of events before and after a problem behavior. This allows treatment to identify triggers, consequences, skill deficits, and environmental reinforcers rather than relying on broad personality labels. Skills training is a practical supplement to individual psychotherapy, although the companion skills manual presents the training curriculum in fuller operational detail. Cognitive Behavioral Treatment of Borderline Personality Disorder explains why skills training is essential to the treatment model. Linehan argues that many clients do not merely need insight into their difficulties. They need concrete behavioral capacities that were never adequately learned or cannot be accessed under emotional stress. The skills areas associated with DBT include mindfulness, emotion regulation, distress tolerance, and interpersonal effectiveness. Each addresses a recurring clinical problem. Mindfulness strengthens attention and awareness without immediate impulsive reaction. Emotion regulation helps clients understand and influence emotional vulnerability. Distress tolerance teaches ways to survive crisis without making the situation worse. Interpersonal effectiveness focuses on asking, refusing, maintaining relationships, and preserving self-respect. The reasoning is practical if self-harm, rage, withdrawal, or desperate dependency function as attempts to manage unbearable states, then clients need alternative responses that work in real situations. Skills training also separates learning from crisis processing, giving treatment a constructive component that is not limited to discussing the latest emergency. Lastly, therapist strategies, consultation, and the management of clinical burnout. The book pays unusual attention to the therapist's behavior and the treatment system. Not only to the client's symptoms, working with chronically suicidal and emotionally dysregulated clients can evoke fear, frustration, over-involvement, withdrawal, or punitive responses from clinicians. Linehan treats these reactions as clinically relevant rather than as private weaknesses. DBT, therefore, includes therapist strategies such as validation, irreverent communication, when appropriate, problem-solving, contingency management, and attention to the therapeutic relationship as an active part of treatment. The model also emphasizes consultation among therapists because isolated clinicians are more vulnerable to burnout and rigid reactions. This systemic element distinguishes the book from manuals that focus only on client techniques. It recognizes that effective BPD treatment requires a stable therapeutic frame, clear limits, and support for the clinician's adherence to the model. By making therapist drift and exhaustion part of the clinical design, Linehan addresses a practical barrier that had often made BPD treatment seem unmanageable. The book's value lies partly in showing that therapist behavior can be organized as carefully as client behavior. In conclusion, this book is best suited for clinicians, clinical trainees, supervisors, and researchers who want to understand the original structure and rationale of DBT for borderline personality disorder. It is not primarily a simplified guide for clients or families. Although informed non-clinicians may find its conceptual model useful if they are comfortable with professional language, its practical benefit lies in showing how to organize treatment when risk, emotional intensity, unstable relationships, and repeated crises compete for attention. Its intellectual benefit lies in reframing BPD through behavioral analysis, biosocial theory, and dialectical thinking rather than through stigma or vague clinical impression. Compared with many books on personality disorders, it stands out because it is both theoretical and procedural. It does not merely describe symptoms, nor does it offer isolated techniques. It explains how assessment, validation, skills training, target hierarchy, therapist stance, and consultation fit into one coherent treatment system. Compared with general CBT texts, it is more specialized in the demands of chronic suicidality and emotional dysregulation. Compared with later DBT skills books, it gives deeper access to the clinical reasoning behind the method. For professionals treating BPD, it remains a major reference because it clarifies not only what to do, but why the treatment is structured that way. If you would like to support Marcia M. Linehan, PhD, ABPP, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.